Well, I mean, if I could have 5 minutes of the president's time, I'd say, Mr. President, the issue really is not Syria. I mean, you're being told that it's Syria. You're being told you have to do something about Syria, that you have to make a decision about Syria, that somehow your credibility is on the line. But I'd say, Mr. President, that's not true. The issue really here is whether or not an effort over the course of several decades, dating back to the promulgation of the Carter Doctrine in 1980, an effort that extends over several decades to employ American power, military power, overt, covert, military power exercised through proxies, an effort to use military power to somehow stabilize or fix or liberate or transform the greater Middle East hasn't worked. I mean, if you think back to 1980 and just sort of tick off the number of military enterprises that we have been engaged in that part of the world, large and small, you know, Beirut, Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, and on and on, and ask yourself, what have we got done? What have we achieved? Is the region becoming more stable? Is it becoming more democratic? Are we enhancing America's standing in the eyes of the people of the Islamic world? The answers are no, no, and no. So why, Mr. President? Do you think that initiating yet another war, because if we bomb Syria, it's a war, why do you think that initiating yet another war in this protracted enterprise is going to produce a different outcome? Wouldn't it be perhaps wise to ask ourselves if this militarized approach to the region maybe is a fool's errand?